is being described as too small and too slow. Last year, an investigation uncovered the invested cash in a company that transported tens of thousands of slaves. A funding programme was then announced to address past wrongs. Bishop Rosemary Mallett is chair of the Church Commissioners Charity, which is behind this report.
This is not about parents giving children sweeties when the parent feels that they have done something wrong. This is about ensuring that the way in which we engage in the future with impacted communities will be for the now and for the then.
Germany's ambassador to Russia has been summoned by Moscow after leaked audio emerged of officials discussing classified Western involvement in the Ukraine war. It centred around whether to provide Kiev with cruise missiles, but also mentioned Britain's involvement on the ground. Chancellor Olaf Scholz has promised an inquiry after reports of the call emerged on Russian TV. Tobias Elwood, former chair of the Commons Defence Committee, says it's a major breakdown in secure communications.
Russia's intercepted this and they've leaked it. And they've done so to sow political discord. What it's illuminated is the difference of views there are between senior German military that want to send those important long-range missiles.
The US vice president is calling for an immediate ceasefire to help get aid into Gaza for the thousands of displaced civilians. Peace talks between Israel and Hamas are reportedly close to breaking down over Israeli demands for more information on those being held by the group. There's a lot of discussion around potential tax cuts ahead of the Chancellor's budget on Wednesday. Jeremy Hunt's promising any decision will be prudent, though. And a Ferrari stolen from former Formula One driver Gerhard Berger nearly three decades ago has been recovered by police. That's the latest. I'm Faye De Silva.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks for us, Faye.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, let's have a look at the weather for this Monday, the 4th of March. A little bit of sunshine. It's clouded over, but it's still nice to have that bright weather. And you'll get a little bit more sunshine, I think, after 1 o'clock. It should be peeking through the clouds until about 4, then it will cloud over. Possibility of rain very early hours, 50% chance around about 1 o'clock in the morning. Tomorrow we'll have maybe a little bit of sunshine, bit of mist. It could have some light rains, 11 degrees. But then when we get to Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, that's looking sunny and cloudy for the rest of the week. So at least we've got a bit of sunshine.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM. Coming up with me soon will be Natasha from the Chicken and Frog Bookshop. She'll be talking all things books and loads of stuff that's going on in and around Brentwood and Billericay for you to get involved in, and on Crown Street too. So we'll be having a little chat with her when she comes in. I've left my makeup. Do you know what? This morning I've gone really peculiar. I always bring my makeup in with me. I always thought I'd put a little bit of lipstick on because Natasha's coming in. And I don't know why I get dressed up for you, Natasha, but I do. This is the best, except I've got my very scummy shoes on today, which are the ones that I wore. Remember last year, the silver ones that I wore to death for 2 years? I put them on this morning just for comfort. Anyway, that's how you know you're getting old. But I've left my makeup at home. That's never like me to leave my bag of makeup. I always take a bag of makeup with me wherever I go. And not so, the other day, I emptied out my tiny, tiny little handbag I've got to see to find out what was in there, because I thought it's a very, very small little crossbody bag. And do you know what? I had six lipsticks in there. Six lipsticks. I don't know why I had six lipsticks. But they were there, all different colours as well. There's not, I do like a bright red, sort of. I think there might have been a pinky colour, like a blue red. There is a difference. And I don't know the others. There was just different. There was actually six lipsticks. And I kind of looked at them all and I was like, oh, wow. Yeah. I've got a habit of buying lipsticks. I get drawn in by the colours and also the packages. The packaging. I do like nice packaging. I tell you who does nice packaging? Pat McGrath. Her makeup is gorgeous. I actually bought a blusher last year of hers. And it was red. And the woman in the shop said, well, that's not really your colour. I said, well, I wear a lot of red lipstick. And I thought, you know, it might. And she went, oh, whatever. And literally the pigment on it, because it's, you know, because it's like she's a makeup artist, does incredible. You might have seen some of her work, actually. It was there was a fashion show where it looked like they were dolls, because over the top of their skin they had like a doll like sheen. It looked amazing. If you've not seen it, do check it out online. But you put a tiny, like, you literally put my brushing it in the blusher, because it's a powder blusher, and I couldn't get the pigment. I just ended up looking like a China doll with like bright red chops. I couldn't get the, couldn't blend it. It blended, well, it did blend lovely, but it was, the pigment was so much, you just literally had to have a teeny tiny pinprick of colour, and then, it, you know, it'd last you forever. And then what did I do? I dropped it. I dropped it on the floor, and if you drop anything that is powder, compact powder, that's the end of it. That's the end of it. And I was like, no! I did that once with a glass of, what was it? Like a glass container of moisturiser. And I said a few bad words about that as well. I saw a nice video with Walk with Tim on YouTube yesterday, where he went to the Savoy. That looked nice, actually. They do a tasting menu. Very expensive, though. And it didn't look like you'd be filled up after you ate the food. That's the that's the only thing. I would like to go and try somewhere like that, you know, where they have the tiny, tiny little bits of, you know, little one bite kind of things. But I did have one of my nephews went to one of those, and he said afterwards he had to go and get McDonald's because he was so hungry. It's Beyonce with Texas Hold'em. Woo!
This ain't Texas, ooh. Ain't no hold'em, hey. So lay your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus, ooh. And throw your keys up, hey. Stick around, round, 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 round. Stick around. And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Ooh. Come throw some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a, hey. Come take it to the floor now, woo. There's a tornado, ooh, in my city, in the basement, that ain't pretty, rugged whiskey, we're surviving, a break of kisses, sweet redemption, passing time, yeah, ooh, one step to the right, we headed to the dive bar, we always thought was nice. This ain't Texas. Ooh. Ain't no hold'em. Hey. So lay your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus. Ooh. Throw your keys up. Take it to the floor. I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't give up. Come take it to the floor now. I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a, come take it to the flow now, ooh. Take it to the flow now, ooh. Oops, spurs. To the flow now, ooh. Ooh.
radio because it's radio and it's local.
Frame, oh baby, look a brand new. Glad your mama made you. angel. Every time the phone rings, I hope that it's you on the other side. I wanna tell you everything, everything that's on my mind. And I don't want any other guys taking my place, girl. I got too much pride. I know I may be wrong, but I don't wanna be right, 'cause your lips were made for mine, and my heart would go flatline if it wasn't beating for you all the time. So if I get jealous, I can't help it. I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish. It's bad for my mental, but I can't fight it when you're out looking like you do. But you can't hide it, no. Put you in a frame, oh baby, who could blame you? Glad your mama made you. Making me insane, you. Can I be explained? Ooh, you must be an angel. So if I get jealous, I'm selfish.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0777 6009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
The team at St Francis Hospice are challenging you to get outdoors and make a difference by taking on the Walk 100 Challenge. Simply walk 100K in March, in your own time and at your own pace. All in aid of your local hospice. Visit the St Francis Hospice Facebook page. You can find all the details you need and sign up for the Walk 100 Challenge.
Phoenix FM.
Oh, I've changed something in the studio. There was a lovely little plug-in and it had run out. And as I was just making my coffee, I thought I'd change it. And I've got all of the fragrance all over my hands. So I went to drink my coffee. You know, you go, it's like, I think it's meant to be fresh linen smell, but it's quite potent. Now, I saw this story. I thought, actually, is this the right music? No, I don't think it is. I think this is more the right music. So here we go. The once-in-a-lifetime encounter. Okay. Took place in front of two photographers who were out in waters near Maui in Hawaii. A marine biologist soon noted something that was unexpected about the snaps. Now, what they were taking pictures of was humpback whales Let's get it on. That's what they were up to, okay? Very rare, okay? But they realised they were watching humpbacked whales being photographed, having ladies and gentlemen for the first time, but they were both male. Now, they captured the images of the humpback whales, and they were both males. The behaviour of humpbacks has fascinated scientists for decades, but a study published this week features the first photos of the species having sex. It was written by a marine biologist, Stephanie Stack, and two photographers who captured the encounter, who were called Lyle Cranichfield and Brando Romano. The whole discovery was opportunistic, they said, as the whales slowly approached the photographer's boat while they were out in waters of the Hawaiian island of Maui in January. The photos show a healthy and strong male with each other. and the mammals usually range from 12 to 16 metres long, circled the vessel several times before they went off to pursue each other. Oh, it's kind of romantic. Yeah, mating and birth are the two main things that's still kind of unknown when it comes to humpback whales. There we go. Who knew that? Well, you know it now. Might come up in a quiz. You never know, do you? Things like I say. I don't think so. Now, the question of the day is National Pie Week, and a few of you have got involved with the National Pie Week. So we'll have some of your answers a little bit later. Plus, coming up is Natasha from the Chicken and Frog Bookshop. She'll be chatting about all things chicken and frog and what's happening on Crown Street, and lots of events for you to get involved in. Jay Cass has got a brand new track out. I've played him on my show plenty. This is with Brianna Marin and Bajinda as well. I really love this track. I really hope it does well for him and gets a lot of play, which I think it is doing, actually. So this is Jay Cass, JKAS. You'll find him online at JCast Music. Can I Live?
I don't wanna cry no more. Tired of what I've been seeing on my TV screen. Wanna get by, live more. No matter what I do, the world won't let me. Guess that's the way it goes. When you try to do your own thing, I guess that's the way it goes. Can I live?
Listen, hey yo, 10 toes down, waving my crown. Hearing that sound, you know who it is. As I navigate streets, my drip so neat, I'm so unique. You know who it is. I'm Chef City's finest. Bars like the Midas, call me your highness. You know where the shine is. I'm hooked on game. Method bring pain, injecting out your system a brand new strain. Man's got fire, man's got flames. Yesterday is gone, today I'm not the same. They tried to put me down, so then I made a raise and raised me, sent up from cradle to grave. Listen. Work smart, play hard, doing my thing. Listen. Tech charge, text hard, busting my sling. Watch. David bus Goliath, you know. And then Goliath fell. You know. I guess it's just the way that it goes down, and that is hell. Listen.
I don't wanna cry no more. Tired of what I've been seeing on my TV screen. Wanna get fly, live more. No matter what I do, the world won't let me. Guess that's the way it goes. When you try to do your own thing, I guess that's the way it goes.
Chaka 2 a.m. I keep it on going, keep it on flowing. Gotta keep my mind right, my ideas never falling. Making dreams real, you can feel me and JKS. Bringing the best so quick, so fast. As you know, this mind's fresh. São mais de mil vontades, mais de mil capacidades. Realidades mil, que real são mais de mil atividades. Planto ideias novas, vejo hoje flores desabrochar. Um novo dia nunca deixa de buscar o seu luar. Mundo é belo, é bailarina, gira com magia. Gia e eu virei o passo, então criei o tal patinha. Fortaleci, me disse o mundo, I am a big B. Fui guilhotina, peço game, Santos lá o fim. Enfim, agora com revolta, dei a volta à cruz. Disse muia nica que esse winner sai que eu logo pus luz. Sangue na caneta, vindo das artérias. Eu tô no reinventa.
I don't wanna cry no more. Tired of what I've been seeing on my TV screen.
Tears,
spun them fears. It takes years to get where we is. Man's on graft, man's on grizzle. Man's don't wanna be Malcolm in middle. Talk about stuck between a rock and a hard place. I'm just trying to live life blessed in a calm space. We don't wanna live that life in an arms race. Gotta keep my focus right out of harm's way. Sway to left, sway to right. When I opened up eyes, I could see more light. Things became lightened, the life more enlightening. See the world for what it is, a lot less frightening. Love's more exciting, hell's more enticing. Rolling with the punches, a lot like Tyson. Biting off ears, and for those that don't hear, I guess I'll have to leave this track running for years. Nodding.
I don't wanna cry no more. Tired of what I've been seeing on my TV screen.
You sing my song, my song. I've been on this road for way too long. I've been hoping that we all get along. These roads of flames are catching a fire. Showed you I loved you, you called me a liar. Give God the thanks and praises. I've been on my own, on, on. But we ain't never left alone, long, long. And if I'm telling you the feeling is wrong, relax a little, friend, this won't take too long. And when you're feeling alone, you can call my phone. Is there a better way to go? Teach them something before they lose their soul. Freedom is the road. Oh, no, 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 coming in from the cold. Tell them not to sell it, it's worth more than gold. And guiltiness will catch them in the end. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. They'll try to manipulate you through your pockets.
Thanks and praises. Give joy, thanks and praises. Give joy, thanks and praises. Give joy.
I love that song. That is YG Marley, who is Bob Marley's grandson, and that is called Praise Jar in the Moonlight. Turn down the right fader, Michelle. Well done. It's only Monday. And I'm still doing everything wrong. Now, joining me in the studio, who never she never does anything wrong, is one and only Natasha from the Chicken and Frog Bookshop.
Good morning.
Good morning. We're just talking about hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, the bane of our lives.
Wild. Untamable.
Yeah, well, your hair is looking great, because we were talking about the plopping method, if you don't know what that is. The curly girls who've got curly hair.
I love it. So I wash it once a week, which sounds gross, but I'm just, and I condition it. And then I just put on really lovely curl cream. It smells yummy. Squidge it all in and then just go to bed with a very attractive...
bonnet? Do you wear the bonnet?
I haven't got the bonnet. It's just a toweling turban situation. It seems to do the job.
Yes, all right. Well, the thing is, I've seen a lot of women now who have got our type of hair, which is slightly coarse and wavy curly. They wear silk bonnets.
I know, I've seen. Fancy.
Because a lot of black women, because I've been on YouTube for so long, really interesting about looking at how black women do their hair, about whether they've got, hair pieces or stuff that's threaded through their own natural hair and how they look after it. Because it is quite a palaver.
For children, they spend hours doing it.
But they tend to wear bonnets and they wrap their hair around, which is a good idea. So what you do is you wrap your hair around your head sort of straight and then you put your bonnet on. So when you take your hair out in the morning, it's not gone.
It's smooth.
Yes, it's smooth.
You don't look like a complete lunatic, which is what I look like.
And myself today, you look fine. But it's great to have you in the studio. You are the owner, along with Jim, of the Chicken and Frog Bookshop, which is based on Crown Street.
Yes. Indeed, I am.
And you've had all of the joys of Christmas and Mother Christmas and Father Christmas and everything. So what have you got coming up?
So this week is World Book Day. I was moaning about this off air. Michelle says to me, don't say that on air, but I'm going to say it's a bit of a nightmare. It's a lovely idea. I think it's absolutely brilliant. But it's just, it's not a day. It's about a month. And it's just lots. So we just, we have author events, like authors going into schools, and I think we're doing 5 schools book fairs this year. Just great. It's just lots of logistics and spreadsheets, which is not my natural habitat. That's why I'm moaning. I shouldn't moan. It's great. We've got all the World Book Day books in, which is nice, so the kids can come in. They'll get a voucher from school. But I know that a certain fast food chain also gives them away on their Happy Meal boxes. So you can come in, you can exchange them for a free book, which is nice. And just to kind of explode the myth, though, and people always go, really? The vouchers then go in the bin, so we don't redeem them, we don't get anything for them. So we really do prefer it if you swap them for the books that we've already bought for you, than taking a pound off another book. But it is up to you. But please don't come in with 30 and say, my class has got these, because it'll be no.
Yeah.
The idea is that the children come in and they choose a book that they fancy, and there's a great selection, as always, to choose from like really little, from preschool up to teen. So something for everyone.
Excellent. What's your favourite out of that lot?
Ooh.
Are you allowed to say favourites?
Yeah, I am. Loki by Louise Stowell. She's written a really brilliant series all about the Greek god Loki, and he's been sent to Earth as a punishment for being naughty, and he has to become a schoolboy. So he's about 13, 14, I think, in it. And it's just very, very funny. And she's done a special World Book Day edition, which is getting snapped up fast. That's probably my favourite, because it's just laugh out loud funny, even for me. It's just silly.
Excellent. So that's World Book Day is taking place the whole month.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then you've got the Create Festival. Is that going to be at the Brentwood Theatre?
Yes, so it's a mixture. So we team up with the lovely Ian at the Brentwood Theatre, and there are events that will happen at the theatre and events that will happen on Crown Street and also in the bookshop. So I know that Ian has booked Really Big Pants Theatre Company, and I love them. I've not seen them for ages. They just do... It's just really good fun. It's got kind of pantomime vibes, and the children, are highly encouraged to kind of get up and get involved, and it's and I just think it's a great introduction to theatre for young children, for them to see that theatre is for everyone. So they're coming along. We've got the lovely Becky Walsh, and she is also known as the Notebook Lady. So she does loads of different paper craft things, and she's running a workshop for us where you get to make a paper wreath. Is beautiful. I've seen the pictures of it that she's got, and it's all out of recycled and upcycled books. So it's very pretty. We've got an author called Arden Jones coming along, and she's going to run a 2-hour workshop for adults who are interested in getting into the publishing industry, because Arden is a published, is about to become a published author, which is very exciting. But she also works for a publisher, so she knows both sides. So there's that. I know that Mark at Hey Joe is sorting out some live music. We're going to have a whole day of live music, probably on Crown Street. And I'm sure that the Easter Bunny will make an appearance, because it's the end of the Easter holidays. And I know there's lots of other things. I'm meeting with Ian later, actually. So once we know more, I'll let you know. And most of the tickets will be free.
Excellent.
It's getting subsidised.
And we will we'll have that on our events guide as well. But so you can go and have a look at the Chicken and Frog website, and also for the Brentwood Theatre. But we will make sure that we have all the details.
Fab.
Too.
Lovely.
Easter Bunny. Must be a bit of chocolate around as well.
There's an awful lot of chocolate in my store at the moment.
Oh.
It got delivered last week.
Lovely.
Luckily for the children of Brentwood, I can't eat chocolate anymore because I've become allergic. I mean, what's that all about? Oh, disgusting. No. Anyway, so there are an awful lot of Cadbury's cream eggs sitting in the storeroom.
Yeah. That is a good, you know, that should be your first book. That should be the, that should give you the title, I Cannot Eat Chocolate. What a great name. What a great name.
It must be sad. Though,
can you
it?
Eat, can you have Coke? Is it the cocoa? Oh, right.
Don't worry, I've tried. You name it, I've tried different chocolates. I love a bit of chocolate. Yeah. Sometimes, if I really, really need chocolate, I have a very strong antihistamine. And yeah. I have some anyway. Don't do that, kids. That's really silly.
No.
Not medically advised about that.
Oh, what a bummer. Well, it's the same with, like, peanuts, isn't it? People just get some. Or my sister was eating, she was on holiday, and she was having, like, fruits of the sea. And and suddenly went, oh, I couldn't speak, and ended up in an ambulance.
Oh my God.
And she can't have shellfish anymore, which is terrible.
Yeah, no, it's not that bad, the chocolate thing. It just makes me kind of a bit...
You can't lick a little bit of chocolate and then just antihistamine. Yeah. Sorry, oh dear. Well, it could be a good name for a book if you're out there thinking you'd like to write a book. I'm allergic to chocolate. Competition, the British Heart Foundation.
Yes, so we joined up with the British Heart Foundation. We try to run some kind of writing competition. Competition, don't know what that word was, about once a year ish and we've been contacted by the British Heart Foundation to ask if we could do anything to kind of in the month of February, because that's their big month to try to raise awareness. And I was like, oh, we could run a competition. So we did. So we ran a writing competition open to all ages, and had to have some kind of link to the heart in any way, shape or form, so either to do with love or actually the heart, or, you know, whatever you wanted. So I've now got to, the competition's closed, and now I need to sift through them all and choose winners, which I find so difficult, because I just think, if you've put in your effort to write something and then you've been brave enough to share it with someone else, you all deserve a prize. But I can't do that, so I need to sit down and read them all. I do remember doing one years ago, and it had to have a chicken and a frog in it. Nepotism, I know. And my favourite one, I don't know how the little one was, she was only about 5. I can't remember if it was a boy or a girl, actually. It was the cutest thing. They did like a little comic strip. And it was a picture of a chicken, and then a picture of a frog on the next cell, and then there was a chicken and a frog with a heart in the middle, and it just said, chicken loves frog. It was so cute. So, yes, I need to do a bit of reading and work out who's going to win. But we do like a writing competition. It's good to... We've had quite a few adults this year who have gone, is it all right if I enter? I'm like, yeah, of course it's all right if you enter. It's good to be a bit creative, isn't it?
Just yes. I entered that chicken and frog story. I entered that. I did a story about, you can't remember it, was that bad?
Yeah.
But you did read it at the time. You went, good effort, but don't ever send anything again. Yeah. No, sorry. But
stay
it was good
away
fun to do
me.
It was good for you to stay away from me. Do not come near the shop. But it's good fun if you've never done any writing. I mean, Sylvia Kent always says, you know, if you read a lot, then you should be able to, you know, possibly write a book. But you do need to read a lot.
I think it really helps, because you understand, it's not just about your vocab, but you just understand how stories, good stories, really work. Yeah. And I think lots of people quite often will say, oh, writing a children's book is really easy. Really irritates me.
No, I think
no writing
thing.
Is easy.
Yeah.
But I think writing for children, especially like picture books, is really tricky, because you've got 32 pages usually to play with, very low word count, so it's got to be perfect or it won't work.
Yeah.
It's really
absolutely.
Hard.
Yeah. And teenage fiction, I think, as
yeah,
well.
That's tough.
Because it's not written by the thing is, it's not written by teenagers, and although when you know, we've been teenagers, when you get older, you kind of sometimes, what you do, you forget what it's like.
Yeah, of course you do.
Yeah. But those books, I would imagine, are really difficult to write.
I think they are. I think writing anything well is tricky. I'm just being brave enough to share it as well.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
And that's why you've got like the Brentwood Writers Circle. You can pop along there, right. And they will, you know, even if you finish something, they can help edit it, they can help with like getting it published, getting it out there, different ideas. They're not going to nick your ideas. I always thought you'd be a bit worried. You know, it's like when you share music with other musicians, go, you think, my stuff's so good that somebody else is, that we always do it, somebody else is going to pinch it, but nobody ever does. It's good when you join these writing organisations because they do help.
No, definitely. I think also quite often, you know, writing is quite an isolating experience, especially when you're just doing your first draft, you're doing it on your own, you haven't got anyone around you, so to then be able to share it with a community that understand is great. So the Brentwood Writers Circle is fantastic. We're lucky to have one.
We've got World Book Day, we've got Creative Festival at the theatre, and also we'll find out about the competition winners. That'll all be up on the website, all the links, because there's lots coming up for the children to do, and a lot of it is going to be free.
Indeed it is.
And you have a storeroom full of chocolate.
You have a storeroom full of chocolate.
What's that noise in there? Get out of here. Just imagine
foil
me just smothered
foil everywhere.
I'm not allergic to chocolate. I'll try not to do that. Has everything with their little baby?
Oh, he's yummy. He's nearly 11 months now, and he's lovely and round, as they should be.
Yeah.
He spends a lot of time in the bookshop. We do get customers coming in, and they'll be like, where's the baby? And I was like, oh, no, he's not here. I'll come back later. I'm like, really?
He's not serving behind the counter.
No, I haven't trained him up yet. He's very lazy, Michelle. He's very good at getting the books off the shelf.
Yeah.
He's really good at that.
Not very good at filing them back.
No, terrible, really. But he does love he does love a story. So whenever he's a good advert for when people come in and say, oh, they're a bit young yet, because he will sit and he'll listen to quite a long story.
Yeah.
Because it's always been part of his life. So, he's lovely. Lovely. Crawling around everywhere. Aww. Looking cute.
There we go. What's his name?
Ezra.
Ezra. Good name. Yeah.
Oh, no, good name.
Good name. Lovely to see you.
You too.
Thanks. And you'll be back again next month.
Yes.
And if you want any details, go to the Chicken and Frog. You can find them on Instagram. They're on Facebook. They're everywhere. And you've got your own website as well.
Unescapable.
Yes. And if you've got, because you'll want things to do over the Easter period with your children, and there will be lots of things to do. And the best thing is, a lot of it's going to be free. So, money's tight, as we know. So, and don't forget about the stock room full of chocolate. Yeah. I won't be forgetting about that. Right, let's have some music. I think, I don't know what to play. What do you think? I'll give you a choice. Fleetwood Mac.
Yes.
Or Heaven 17.
Fleetwood Mac.
Sarah, do you like that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that. Thank you.
Wait a minute, baby. Stay with me a while. Said you give me love, but you never told me about the fire. Doesn't matter. Yeah.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. A perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
Need a will?
facing redundancy or an employment issue, searching for some family legal advice, seeking legal guidance for your commercial business, or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer. Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Phoenix FM.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, loads to do. Hutton U3A open morning, Tuesday the 5th of March. Bishops Hill Adult Community College at Rayleigh Road, Brentwood. Hutton University are holding an open day for those who are no longer in full-time employment to make friends, use your brain and have fun. With over 40 interest groups, theatre trips and visits to places of interest, come find out what they do at this free open morning between 9.30 and 12.30 p.m. tomorrow.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Now, a quick catch up on the traffic and the travel for you. First off to Brook Street roundabout. That's looking like it's running fine. A1023, no problems. And Wilson's Corner is running nicely. Temporary traffic signals due to gas main work on the A128 Ingrave Road, both ways at the Hogarth Avenue. Heading down to the A12, there were problems there earlier. That has now cleared. And then heading down on the M25 from Brook Street roundabout towards Lakeside is a clear run. And up to the M11, no major problems. A12 running fine as well. More traffic and travel in an hour. Always great to have Natasha in the studio. Always I talk about hair because we have very similar hair, except her hair is beautifully curly at the moment. I might go for the curly girl method, but you see what plopping is, plopping they call it, is you've got to wash your hair, use the right kind of conditioners, and it can get quite expensive, and then you're meant to put your hair in a t-shirt and then get the water out, and then you've got to leave it kind of to dry a little bit naturally. You might be able to use a diffuser, but it takes a hell of a long time. And you just think to yourself, I can't be bothered. I can't be bothered. I sometimes put my hair in twists. So I twist my hair into two sections, and then I tie it, and that's it. I go to bed with my hair like that, and then when I wake up, it's wavy, which is better than trying to straighten it. But my hair is very, very dry at the moment. And as Natasha said, she washes her hair once a week. And actually, I had started only washing my hair once a week from when I wasn't well a few weeks ago. And it seemed to work really well for my hair type. You know, I don't like using dry shampoo. You're not meant to use that. Oh, yeah, it's a bit dodgy. What's going on outside? Somebody building something. It's very loud, isn't it? Very loud here in the studio. Anyway, should we have some more new music? I think we should. Roisin Quinn is a local singer-songwriter. She has been on the show before. She's got a remix of her track, which is called Running From Yourself. Here it is now.
Its way back in. Pillar to post and ghost to post, panicking. Why do I feel so uncomfortable in my own company? What's it for? You can't keep running from yourself. Such a looking for the place you found, and leaving yourself on the floor. So don't keep running from yourself. Don't you know that you're yourself?
taking us up to Lewes. Here's the Freemasons featuring Amanda Wilson with Love on My Mind. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.